Puddles in the morning, puddles in the evening, puddles in the afternoon. Well, I'm a puddle boy and she's a puddle girl. The Puddles Podcast is starting real soon.
Welcome to Puddles. I'm Andrew Collin. I'm here with the love of my life.
Yeah.
My girlfriend, Brenna LaRock. So I guess we'll get right into it. First of all, sorry for not having a show last week. We had a hell of a Memorial Day weekend, and then work started, and we just couldn't figure out a time.
We didn't budget our time very well, and then we were just work. You know,
yeah,
basically what Andrew just said. But then it got to be Thursday and we were going to record, but then I was in a horrible mood, so I couldn't record.
At least, wow, a little honesty there. So when I went to pull up, we went to pull up QuickTime to record this video, and your boy, I went to delete, actually, I wasn't even going to go to my Google, but Adobe somehow brought me there. Fucking Adobe. Trying to have me install some new thing. And next thing I know, Brenna saw a porn that apparently I stumbled on accident.
Yeah. That's like when I used to go over to my grandpa's house and to help him with his computer stuff, and he'd have all these pop-ups pop up, like porn pop-ups.
Papa had
and he'd
pop-ups.
Be like, I don't know how these keep happening. And I was like, yeah, who knows? He can find porn, but he couldn't figure out how to sign into his Facebook. It was hilarious.
Well, certain things are more important.
Yeah.
That's so funny. He was trying to pretend that he didn't know why.
And it was like on one of those old computers, so it was just like 50 pop-ups at once. And I was like 15 years old.
My dad would keep porns in his side dresser. Mm-hmm. And it was all 800 and 900 numbers. He didn't even have the porn. It was just straight to the source. And your boy... I'd call him on 800.
You called him?
Just to say hello. You know, this is before we met.
I called him too.
And, well, we'll get into you in a second. But so I would call, and first I would do 800. That's the 800 is the gateway drug to 900, because 900 charges you to your fucking phone line.
Oh, okay.
800, you need a credit card. I didn't have a credit card then, and I wasn't into credit card theft yet. So I end up with call 800 and be like, oh, hi. Thanks for calling 1-800 wet twat. Oh, you hard big boy. I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking hard. I'm so hard. They're like, do you have pubic hair? I'm like, a couple. I got a couple.
I counted them in the sunlight.
I counted them. There was one or two. So anyway, so it'd be so funny. And I'd be like, yeah. And then they go, oh, you want this twat? Just put in your credit card number at 1-800, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, their voice changes to
not sexy?
To not sexy.
I thought it was like they like pressed like pause and had a voiceover or something.
No, it just turned to, and if you want to keep talking to us, you just got to put in your credit card number at $4.99 per minute. And the reason why they do that is I'm sure they timed it out.
Right up until they're like edging you.
They edged me.
Yeah.
I'm sure they did some study with some losers.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So then what would happen is I did that 800 and then I wouldn't come. And then I would be like, should I do the 900? I know it's going to be like a $30 phone bill, but I think I'm going to go for it. And then I did. I would do the 900, and I don't know. And then partly,
Did your parents ever say, hey, what are these charges?
I'm trying to remember. I feel like my dad might have not called me out. It's kind of the thing where it's like, I learned it from you, Dad. He didn't want to...
To talk about it?
Yeah.
He was also probably like, maybe he thought they were his.
It's a good point. I never thought about that. He's like, how horny was I? I never called wet twat twice. That's a good point. You might have just thought it was him.
You gotta ask him.
No, I tried to ask him about the pocket pussy the one time. He denies everything. He's a lot. Yeah, that's he gaslights me.
That's so funny.
So you would call the 800 numbers?
I just tried. Well, actually, yeah. My brothers, I think I was really young. So I wasn't doing it because I was like horny. I used to call like phone numbers on the back of gum packets and talk to them because I just was like, I spent a lot of time alone as a kid. So I just like called numbers. That's not even like, I'm not even just saying that. I just would. I called Trident and five star gum or whatever. Five gum. I would talk to them about the quality of their product.
It was, oh my God.
Yeah, I was strange. But anyways, so my brother.
Why is that weirder than me calling 800 numbers?
Cause I.
You're like, ooh, hi Trident. Ooh, welcome. Thanks for calling Trident. Do you like our product? And you're like, yeah. And then they're like, just for $2.99. You're like, fuck, I was about to come. Dude.
That's wait, no. So you know that one game, that one gum? Well, it's like the five something gum. What's that gum?
Oh.
They used to have some sort of logo saying like, I think their whole thing was like, it can last you 12 hours. And so I called them once and I was like, this flavor does not last 12 hours.
Damn,
like,
Yelp review.
Yeah, I was like a little Karen.
Yeah, what did they say to you?
I don't know. I don't even remember. I just remember walking around in my front yard calling Trident. So anyways, my brother, the first time I saw porn, my brother had like porn magazines and they were on... I was sitting on the toilet, like the kids' bathroom toilet, and there was a radiator. There's a radiator right next to it, and he would put them in between the radiator. And so I was like just sitting there one day taking a poop probably, and looked over, and I was like, and I pulled it out, and it was like this porno magazine.
Was he trying to hide it in the radiator?
Yeah,
that could start a fire.
And yeah. I went up to my sister, and I didn't even. I go, I found prawn. I would call porn prawn. And I was like, did you know that there's prawn in the bathroom?
What is that? That feels like one of those arcade games. Prawn.
Prawn. Prongs.
I found prawn. What did she say?
Yeah. And then I called like some sort of number and there was charges and my parents were like, who called this number? And I think I blamed it on my brother because he had the magazines.
Oh.
But I called. When I called, they were like, are you a kid? And I was like, no.
Try again.
Wait, this isn't Trident?
Yeah. You said your porn would make me come for 12 hours. And it's on. Dude, that's, yeah, it's so funny to think back on things we find and like how like, whoa, you know. So anyway, so Brenna found that on my computer. Just, you know, a quick YouPorn thing. And she gives me shit about it.
No, I just don't want to see it.
I get it. I get it. I mean, you know, we all look at it, don't we?
Well, I'll just look at it in front of you.
Yeah, I don't know if that's better. Oh, man. The best. Never mind.
One time Andrew came home when I was my own thing.
Yeah.
And I wasn't expecting it. No, you left, right? Or did you came home early from something and I was just like all frazzled. I had no pants on.
You were just this. No, it wasn't that big of a surprise. I was just upstairs.
Oh, I thought I was like, oh gosh, the time passed. Like I didn't budget my time well.
No, not at all. Yeah. You were in it. And I was watching you from afar.
No, this is another time you caught me. You caught me. You came home early and you caught me.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different time.
Oh, okay. Well,
when I just watched you do your thing and I felt like such a creep, even though you're my girlfriend, I was just like, okay, this is weird. I'm standing behind the wall. The paywall.
Oh God. Oh God.
Anyhow,
I'm never going to be able to get a job.
Yes, you are.
After the things we talk about on here.
Babe, no offense. You're not going to be like a politician.
All you have to do is search my name and what will pop up is us talking about sex, masturbation.
Yeah.
Basically that. No one's going to hire me.
Babe,
sometimes I'm scared that my job is going to be like, hey, you need to
not. Yeah, well, tell them to fuck off, and then I'll just pay the bills completely, and then you could start your own fucking line of products.
Yeah, I'm not like, I'll just like put my name on a product. I don't think, which no one's going to buy it. Like, no one's going to look at my name and be like, yeah, but I'm not going to create something.
Well, I don't know. We got Mango a, like
a window perch.
A window perch. We're looking at it right now. And he goes up there and he thinks he's a Rockefeller up there on that high rise.
There he goes. He's still practicing jumping up onto it. So,
oh, it's nice. He's up there now.
Yeah.
We're safe.
It's so cute.
Yeah, we had a hell of a Memorial Day weekend. We went to this pool party, and me and Brennan never go to parties. Rarely do we go to parties. And one of our friends, who'll remain nameless because I don't think he wants to people to know how big his house is, which is such a funny thing.
Yeah.
For people, don't tell anyone how successful I am. Yeah. I mean, I'm so ashamed.
I like that.
Well, his house was 15,000 square feet. It was on 8 acres. It felt like a pretty waspy party. We didn't know anyone there. It's kind of weird when you don't know anyone.
It's like one of those pool parties where like people show up in like full maxi dresses. They're not going to swim. And I was like in my bikini, like sitting on a...
Yeah, we brought like an alligator.
Like a pony. What was it? A pony blow up the whole time.
A unicorn.
Like a raisin. And
yeah, you got right. You didn't get right in, but.
Yeah, I ate first. I got nice and bloated, and then I was like, all right.
Yeah, we had some tacos.
time to get in the pool.
It was an interesting crowd. We're both kind of similar. What me and Brenna do is we find a corner, and we settle down where it's just far enough where no one will talk to us, but close enough where it doesn't look like we're being completely antisocial. But
totally.
One couple came up to us, but, you know, they were, it, you know, it's just like, where do you, oh, what's your favorite restaurant in St. Louis? Oh, how do you know Jeff? Oh, you went to high school together? That's crazy. What was he like in high school? Oh, he was similar? Can you believe how big this house is? I mean, he really made it. And then the next conversation is, hey, how do you know Jeff? Oh, you went to high school with him? That's wild. Oh, my God. Did you try the tacos? Next conversation. Same shit. Over and over. And then people would have a few drinks. And then next thing you know, we're like talking about guns. Whether or not.
Well, we found a couple that we got along with.
Yes.
The first couple we tried, we like, the one of them walked away and we both looked at each other and we were like, oh my God, they are so boring.
So boring.
So fucking boring.
They're both lawyers. Whenever you have a couple that's like, what do you do? Oh, I'm a lawyer. What do you do? I'm a lawyer. Where did you meet? Law school.
Yeah, we had nothing in common. They had... Just
yeah, they know big words and everything.
Had kids, were from the area. I was like, okay, well, not that you can't get along with people that you don't have anything. They just sucked. So anyways, we found a couple that we got along with and chilled in the pool with them for a few hours.
Yeah, we always try to find a couple that's like, not the poorest, but like the most like white trash. Kind of.
You can't call people white trash.
Why not?
You don't know their financial situation.
No, they do fine. She actually comes from money, but they come off as more like white trashy. Like they're more not as proper. How about that?
Okay, for sure.
So it's like trash. No, they didn't. They're not white. They're just of the people, you know, and that's what we are. I think. I don't think we come off as pompous. But yeah, it was a fun party. We ended up staying really long. Like
I think we like overstayed our welcome.
Yeah,
I was chill. We got in the hot tub by the end of the night.
Well, it's 15,000 square feet. Yeah. We could have moved. We could have squeezed in there like a couple racks.
We really went in and we were like, okay, go for a few hours. We can get out of here.
Yeah, you set up like a nail appointment at 5.
Yeah,
and I was like, are we going
ghosted my nail appointment. Yeah.
You were, it was funny. Brenna had another moment where she was great, and then she had one too many, and then she went to... You just got a lit that Brenna kind of came out a little bit. What did we do? I'm trying to think what we did. We were back in the car.
We came home, and we jumped in the pool.
No, that was a different day.
I was?
Yeah. That was after the baseball game.
That was
2 days after that. I guess it's kind of the same day.
Okay, well.
Yeah. What did we do? I think I cooked for you again, and then you got mad. Yeah,
I fell asleep on the couch.
It's a repeat again. So what happens is we get home.
It's the same thing.
She goes, I'm hungry. And then I cooked chicken nuggets and a pizza. And you go, I want curry. It's always never enough.
I always want something.
And you haven't even eaten the other ones yet. Oh, so you're sleeping on the couch. There's still ketchup stain on the couch. Or
I'm sleeping.
So she's sleeping. I go, nuggets. And she goes, nuggets. Like her eyes aren't even open. She's like, nuggets.
I'm like eating and them with my eyes closed.
And after each nugget, she falls back to sleep. She had 6 or 7 nuggets. Then I fed her pizza. She's like, I want curry. You don't give me curry. And she's like, oh, you're going to bed. And at this point, last time I was kind of far away, but if I go to bed here, I can see you.
Yeah. You know I'm alive. Oh, God. And then the next day we went to the Cardinals game.
2 days later.
Oh, what did we do the next day? Oh, the next day we went golfing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And which then, was fun. You caddied for me.
Yeah. And then we got lunch with
Jordan.
And then the next day we went to the Cardinals game.
Oh, you're going to skip over the fight?
We got in a fight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We did get in a fight.
I forgot what it was even about.
The seats at the Cardinals
game.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. The seats. The day before when we were partying, I mentioned that it would be good to sit on a certain side because it's going to be about 100 degrees and sunny at the game.
All of the sides are eventually going to be sunny at the game.
Not where we were, though.
Well, that's because we were under a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like under a
porch. Oh, they came through.
But it doesn't even matter. Andrew was kind of being a little bratty about the tickets because he didn't understand where the tickets were.
Yeah. And then I pointed out all the times Brenna was bratty. That's what we do. One of us will argue, the other one go, well, what about when you did this? And then we go, oh, yeah, I did do that. And then it's usually over. So then we go to the Cardinals game. Great seats under the porch. I don't know. We're fun at games. We're a good time.
Yeah, I got a hot dog. You got a cheeseburger.
Oh, can we get into this? This is fucked up. So we got a hot dog and a cheeseburger. Went for splitsies again. You agreed that I was going half hot dog, half burger. I looked over. There was 1/8 of a hot dog left.
First of all, look at Mango. He's being really cute.
Don't freaking change the subject. You say you're going to go splitsies, then you get something. Either if it tastes better, it's gone. If it tastes worse.
Yes. I just feel like this is just the guy. This is one of the situations I think women suffer more in relationships. I think women, I don't want to say suffer, but like we sacrifice a lot. And you know what? You can sacrifice the food stuff.
All right.
I just think that it's fair. It's balanced.
You wanted to get.
Think of some things. Women typically sacrifice in relationships. Well, it depends if you live together or not, but like maybe acts of service or no, you do a lot of acts of service for me. I'm trying to think some things I sacrifice for you.
A month or two ago, you could say a lot of things, but your boy has stepped up after being called out on certain lazy behaviors. And I was like, you know what? I need to step up. And I believe I have in a lot of ways.
You have.
And
you want to be better for me, which is really sweet.
I know. I can't believe it. Sometimes I think about it. I go, I can't believe. I'm like, am I becoming like a better person for someone else?
Ugh. Oh, that's so sweet.
It's disgusting.
It's really sweet, Andrew. Did you ever think that you were gonna like
live with someone?
Yeah, like what did you think? How did you think your life was gonna turn out? Like maybe 5 years ago, what was like what did you want?
Well, 5 years ago.
Did you ever think about like romantic?
Dog shit.
Yeah.
Literally, I was not. I couldn't. My career was going so poorly that I couldn't even think about living with. Like, my idea was, or like, was always like, get successful enough to afford a decent life with someone else.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. So before that, I didn't want to like, because I think then you could maybe get with someone for the wrong reasons, or
yeah,
you, maybe you don't love yourself as much, and you could love yourself without having your career to going well, but definitely helps to have some kind of stability.
Yeah.
Before you could be there for someone else.
Yeah. Like I went through a time period where I was like really struggling financially, and like, just, I was going around, I was doing everything. I was going to school and I was working full time and going to school full time, and I didn't have a car.
The bus in St. Louis is no joke.
And I was so poor. I was eating spoonfuls of peanut butter, like without a kitchen table, like on my kitchen floor. And I was like, I couldn't imagine being in a relationship right now. I would be like a terrible, I have nothing to give, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I get that.
Yeah, I'm just picturing you eating peanut butter.
I mean, honestly, I would do it still now.
Yeah, it sounds delicious.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, I want curry, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think timing is everything a lot of times. Like, I think, like, you know, certain people, you're like, oh, they'll never settle down. It's just like, well, just wait a few years, you know? Or people settle down before too early and they want to push it. Like, I don't think, like, I ever... like forced it, you know?
Yeah, like
I think you can force it, and then 4 years later you're like, fuck, I never lived at all or whatever.
Like in your romantic life?
Romantic life, yeah, just in life in general. But yeah, I think romance definitely is included in that.
Yeah. So when you moved to St. Louis, how did you think, like when you were dating, you started dating, you went on like a date?
Yeah, I didn't like
What was your goal? Like, did you ever? Some people, like, I feel like you have a friend in St. Louis here that dates because he wants to find a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Some people, I know somebody I work with, she dates because she's like, I want to find a guy who, like, treats me really nice, but, like, I don't need him to be my boyfriend. Just, like, somebody, like, consistently to, like, you know, fool around with and go on dates with, which kind of is boyfriend, but in a lesser degree. Oh,
it's a way to protect herself. To be like, I'm sure, like, she's been hurt before.
Oh, she has been.
Yeah.
So, like, what did you set out? Like, how did you date? Did you date intentionally or?
I mean, to be honest, I think at that point, I wasn't really, I think COVID was around. So, like, the idea of, like, going on a ton of dates to, like, sleep with people or go, like, you're not going out or whatever. Yeah. It was nice at that point to find someone that you can go over to each other's houses and, like, I don't know. It was just a weird time.
Yeah.
So, I didn't have, like, an insane, I think more than ever, I wanted to find someone that I could maybe date and settle down with. Like, but it wasn't, like, that wasn't on the top of my, like, I wasn't like, I gotta find someone to settle down, you know? I'm pretty good alone.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, I find myself, when I'm alone, I don't think I'm alone.
It's because you spend a lot of time alone.
Yeah, so
you
know, I've spent 20 years alone, pretty much.
I miss you so much when you're gone, but I love being alone on the weekends sometimes. Not because I don't want to be with you. There's no one else I'd rather be with, but, like, it's just like, oh.
For sure. And so nice. Same. Like, when I'm in a hotel and I just throw my bag on the fucking couch and I throw my clothes everywhere.
So you're not actually a better person.
No, I just pretend for you.
One day you're going to, like, blow up and, like, murder me or something.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean,
I think that's, like, a statistic. Like, women are murdered most, like, the highest percentage of, like their killers are.
Yeah, their partners. Their partners. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm not going to murder you. I would have to, like,
it's
take
too much
your
work.
Body. It's a
You're
lot.
Not truly a better person because you don't want to take the time to kill me.
Yeah.
You're yeah. still lazy at heart.
Well, I'm just thinking about cleaning up. I mean, I was wondering if I could murder you and you could also clean up the mess.
You like
who's going to wash your shirt after I make it all
yeah,
bloody?
You're like, I don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
I need her to tell me what rinse to put it on. What cycle?
I mean, it has red on it, but it's a white shirt. Is it to go in the dark? I don't know.
I think you got to put some OxiClean on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think like it kind of happened pretty organically with us. I don't think we ever really pushed it in a way.
It came
but
to
it just
a
kept
point,
going.
It just kept going. And then it came to a point where you got really weird about me. Like you thought that I was like on this. I don't know. Basically, you acted in a way where you like kind of put it out there like, oh, I don't think I want you to see other people. And mm-hmm. I was like, well, you can't ask me to not see other people, but not be my boyfriend. Like, that's what being yeah. a boyfriend is. Like,
but I wasn't seeing other people.
So, like, you can't. Like,
I just didn't want to label it.
Yeah. But I was like, you can't tell me to not see other people and not be my boyfriend at the same time. Like, that's.
But meanwhile, you're hooking up with me and leaving every night. Like, you weren't like showing.
Yeah, because you weren't my boyfriend. Why would I stay with you?
I know. But I was just like, I didn't assume that you needed the girlfriend title if you were leaving your boy.
Well, you asked for a birthday present. And I was like, I don't give birthday presents to guys who aren't my boyfriend.
That's fucked up to fucking use that against me.
Well, it's true.
Like, what's so funny is, like, what were you going to get me? Like a Rolex? You know what I mean? Like, you held me, like, to ransom for, like, Shake Shack burger. You're like, I'm not going to date you.
I got you the newest AirPods for your birthday. I don't want to hear it.
That was nice. That was nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it all kind of happened.
How did we become boyfriend and girlfriend?
You sat me down at dinner.
No, that was before.
Before what?
I forget how it was. I think it was when I told you I was moving to Chicago, wasn't it?
No, we were boyfriend and girlfriend before you went to Chicago. We were debating on breaking up when you went to Chicago.
Yeah.
Not debating. It was never really discussed. But you were just like, do you want to still stay together?
Yeah, I think I was just like, I understand if you don't want to. And you were like, no, I think that we should like see what happens.
Yeah.
Which was like the sweetest thing ever because I honestly wasn't expecting that.
I mean, you did leave me in the dust.
I did.
But I drove your ass to Chicago. I'm not going to drive your ass to Chicago to have you break up with me.
Yeah.
She's picking her I usually pick my toes. You're picking a lot.
I know. I'm like.
But I don't think it's showing.
No, it's not. I already checked.
Oh. Breathe.
Okay, so what else? What else do you want to talk about today, Andrew?
I don't know. Why don't you bring up something? I'll talk about anything. You got nothing?
You got to bring something up.
What? What are you thinking of?
I don't know.
Are you thinking of something specific?
No, like I really have nothing. I'm blanking. That's why I'm looking at you.
Oh, I thought like you had something in mind. No, I think like I'm trying to think what else has been going on with us. Or St. Louis
thing.
In general.
Yeah, I was going to say we have to come up with a topic, a general topic. We can't just sit here and talk about ourselves the whole time.
I don't know. I think people kind of like it. We could talk about any topic. What do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I kind of want to talk about like love.
Just love in general?
In our future.
Oh, God. We can talk about anything. What do you want to talk about? We can't talk about us. What do you want to talk about? Just love and us. Just us.
Oh goodness!
I
gracious.
Do wonder if we're gonna stay. How long we're gonna stay in St. Louis? We just signed a second lease.
I always wonder how long we're gonna stay. Yeah. I feel like we're gonna leave St. Louis in the same fashion that you and I decide everything together, which is like, hey, what do you think about moving here next month? Yeah, I think we could wrap our stuff up here and then just be like, all right, we're gonna go. And then like a week before we tell everybody and then we're gone. And
you know what's funny about that? That gives me no anxiety. That actually makes me happy that you'd be on board with that.
Yeah. I kind of figured that's how it's going to go for us because that's how everything else goes. Yeah.
Well, it's funny. Like,
I decided I was going to move out of St. Louis to Chicago a month before I
moved. You were talking about it a little bit.
Yeah. But like those big, like we got a cat that like an hour, we decided like an hour before we got Mango that we were going to get him.
No, it's not we. I get a text and say, hey, got a question for you. Brenna always does this thing where she'll preface where I think it's going to be like really important, but it's usually like, hey, I got a serious question for you. Are you sitting down? Okay. Are you driving? Can you pull over? I want another tabby.
God.
Yeah.
So I decided we're actually not going to get another cat until we live in a bigger space.
You decided that.
Yeah. Because you already decided with me that we could get another cat, and then I decided we're not going to get another cat.
I mean, we got this guy here. But yeah, so we signed the lease. I was talking about, I wrote this thing on Instagram today about, because like living in New York, I lived in New York for 10 years, and I lived in such a shithole. Such a shithole. And,
sorry.
Really picky tonight.
I know. I'm sorry.
Guess it's better than yawning. The rent, like if you live in a shithole, I had mice in my apartment. I had a mouse one time. I woke up in the middle of the night because he played my guitar. I'm not kidding.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I heard boom. It was like a G chord.
And that
I
was like, pretty good. You just sounded like a guitar.
Boom. So I look over and this mouse is just looking at him. I was like, is this the fucking lead singer of Lumineers? He's like, howdy, what do you want to hear? I take requests. He was better than me. I mean, it was unbelievable. I was just bow, and I was like, oh my God, where am I living? And he's like, I got some fans in the kitchen.
Yeah, you can't have a girlfriend in an apartment where you've got a mouse that plays the banjo, and that's, you're like, that's my roommate.
That's my roommate. Yeah, he's pretty cool. He's a hipster.
He has a band.
So yeah, and so then we had like mold in our bathroom. Meanwhile, this landlord wants first and last like fucking $4,000. He wants to prove that we make like five times more than what our rent is. Like, he wants our fucking kidney in a jar just in case, like for a deposit. You know what I mean? Like he
collateral.
Like, just it was insane. And here, granted. We're on that TV show, so the apartment's on TV. We bring somewhat of attention to this building. But they went to release us, and you would think they were just like, hey, man, you mind? We're like, hey, yeah, we're cool. And you're like, all right.
They're like, spin the wheel. You get a little gift for saying yes. Yeah, they
gave us a gift for saying yes.
And then I told them we got a cat, and they're like, yeah, you need to pay. And then I was like, okay. And then they just haven't.
Yeah, Brenna went behind my back to tell him because that we had a cat.
I didn't go behind your back.
Yeah, you
did. I took Mango to the lobby. One of the girls from the office was like, oh my God, your cat's so cute. And I was like, yeah, what's the pet thing? Because she was like, did you just get him? And I was like, yeah. And I'm not going to like, because she knows who we are. She can go in and see. So I wanted to seem like I wasn't trying to be shady. But then nobody said anything after that. So I was like, because she's like, it's $300. And I was like, oh my God.
For a year.
For sure. No. Yeah. For just non-refundable, you have a cat, you have to pay $300, and then you have to pay $25 a month.
For $300 plus $25?
Yeah.
Fuck that. That's more than the cat costs.
Yeah. So we're just not going to say anything.
Yeah, stop bringing it up to them.
Sorry.
Anyhow, hope they don't listen. But they were. It's just so funny when you move out in New York. Like, New York, you try to get, like, a fucking walk-up with mice and mold. And they make it seem like it's a fucking treasure.
Yeah. Like, you're welcome.
You're welcome for letting us fucking kill you. You're welcome. And it's just like, here, they're so thankful.
Yeah, it's wild.
And the building's almost filled up usually all the time, too. Mm-hmm. It's not like they don't do well.
Yeah. I think it's just like a Midwestern thing, too. Everyone is so nice here.
Not everyone.
No, not everyone. But
we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
But I, you
compared.
Compared, you know, I do that workout class and people in the workout, like there is just a sense of like, you don't feel like that competitiveness other than when you're on the highway and people drive like dickheads. But I don't know. There's a sense of community, even in a city, that it's nice.
Yeah.
New York, it just feels like everyone has their own agenda and their own, and if you get in their way, I need to progress. And if you're my,
so do you want to move back there?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Because I feel like you would.
I would only move back there if a really great opportunity came along, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't see myself. I wouldn't want to move back there. And I wouldn't want to move to LA. I don't know. Partly I'm fine here.
No.
The weather isn't good enough for me. That's the only thing.
Yeah, you get settled in a place and you're like, but where else would I go?
I don't know. Somewhere where it's warmer 6 months out of the year.
I always think that I beat seasonal depression until like February. And then that's when I'm so down on myself.
Wait, what do you mean until February? Isn't February when it's bad?
Yeah, like I think in my head I'm like November, December, and I'm like, oh, winter's done, because it's like January.
That's the
and then,
worst, because it's, yeah,
like I just think that I'm like, oh my God, I got through it. And then because like December isn't terrible here in St. Louis, and then like February rolls around, you can't even go into work because this weather's so bad sometimes. You were gone, so mm-hmm. I was like extra sad. And then I'm like, and then it's like, I don't know, my best friend moved out of town and I had just moved back here and I had just started a new job. And I was like, it hit me pretty hard this year. I remember you and I sat down, kind of had like a conversation where you were like, you need to like get help or like figure this out because you're not okay.
Yeah, it's hard because, you know.
And I was like, you don't think I know? And I was like,
I look like a mom.
Yeah, I cut off my hair and I thought I looked like a mom. And then I was like, think about everything I went through.
It's hard because it's like, part of me wants to just be like tough, you know, like tough love with you.
Yeah.
Just be like, look, I love you. And this is why I'm telling you, you don't look like a fucking mom. If you don't like your job, I got you if you want to get a new job. Mm-hmm. If you don't like this, I got you here. But you can't keep fucking being so hard on yourself, which then,
translates,
you know,
to you.
Yeah, transfers over to me.
Well, like,
that being said, I have empathy for it and I get it. Yeah. And I've done it to myself as well.
I think men are fixers and men are like, well, if this is a problem, this is what's going to fix the problem. And sometimes women are just like, I just need to talk about my problems and mm-hmm. I need to like be sad and like feel them and like still deal with it. But like men, my dad always was like, you have to tell me, like when I would like go to my dad growing up, he would say, you have to tell me if you're just venting, because I'll just want to like help you figure out a solution. And I think that you're the same way, that you're just like, you're like, you don't want to go to work? The fucking quit. You'll find a new job. Yeah, and I'm like, life isn't that easy. Yeah. But that's how you are. You're just so like, whatever.
Well, I think I've learned that there's a difference between like venting and coming for help to change things.
Well, you've taught me how to be a lot more brave. But I also feel more brave because I know that I've like got you like you're like got my back.
Yeah. And I also think before you vent at times now, even if you're in it, like you don't keep leaning into it. Like the other night when you were cleaning angry at first and like you were about to go into your one of your angry like brains. And who knew how long it would last, but you caught it quick. And then you're like, ha, 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 which was even like scarier in a way because you're like, no, I was never angry. I was like, I heard
you
scrubbing the toilet going, how many more things must I do?
Because when the apartment is dirty, and sometimes like if I'm not here a lot, like if I'm going to work, I'm just like, whatever. But then like, I think at the end of the week, I have this moment where I'm like, everything looks terrible. And I get so anxious about it. And then I was like in the bathroom cleaning up Mango's like cat litter pellets because they like were randomly all over the floor, but I decided to care about it 2 days after it happened. And I was like, how many more things are there for me to do around here? And you were watching the basketball game and Andrew's just sitting there like, he knows I'm about to freak out. And he goes, what's going on with you? And I go, nothing. I'm just cleaning. And then like, I do a few more things.
And I'm trying to watch the game, like enjoy, like have a chill. Cause I know I'm about to have to go on an insane and weekend I'm trying of to
be,
shows.
And I know that I scared you by like what I said. So I was like trying to be sweet. And like, cause I didn't want you to like feel like you had to get up. But then eventually as I moved into the living room and I was
vacuuming. While I'm trying to watch the fucking finals.
Andrew.
You're like,
Andrew,
I'm just going to vacuum here. Is that cool? I know. It's so dirty.
I was like, it's so dirty. Andrew starts picking up the coffee table and like gets some Windex and wipes it down.
It's the last thing I wanted to do.
Yeah, but it was like a good meet in the middle. I didn't freak out and you cleaned a surface.
I cleaned a surface. I did one other thing.
I think you put the dishes in the dishwasher or something.
Yeah, I did the dishes.
You're pretty good about the dishes.
I'm trying to watch the fucking game and just relax knowing that I have to fly out the next day to do a 3-city fucking tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, these days I come back, I really like, I don't mind doing things, obviously. Yeah. Like I, you know, but like if I just get back, I don't want to run to the grocery store. Yeah. Like I want to go and hit some golf balls and get my brain away from how much I just had to travel and flying and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
So it's like, but it's, you know, but I also want to be there for you and like help you.
But tonight I went to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And I let you stay and hit balls with Jordan. And I was like,
for 5 minutes.
And
you go, yeah. But you're still coming home in 30.
Yeah. So I'm leaving work tonight. I call Andrew. I call him every night when I leave work and I go, hey, what's up? And you go, and I haven't seen you yet from this weekend.
Yeah.
And you go, I'm hitting balls with Jordan. And I was like, I'm going to be cool. I was like, oh, I could meet you guys.
How much
of
you wanted to go, really? You're not at home waiting for me?
No. I go, oh, are you really? And you go, yeah. And I was like, oh, well, how about you and I meet you guys and we can go to dinner.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. And you were like, yeah, I mean, we could go for a date night. And I was like, oh, I mean, like with Jordan and Jordan. And you're like, oh, I don't know. I was like, we are going to go up to dinner the next 2 nights because my dad's coming into town. And I
you're
was
like, if you're planning on eating dinner with Jordan, that's cool. And I was like,
yeah,
no,
I was like,
I'm
it's
not
cool. If you guys, well, I was like, if you guys want to hang, I just want to be a part of it, basically. And you were like, well, I was just going to go and get us some chicken burgers after this. I'll be home in like 30. And I was like, you know what, babe? I'll go get us the chicken burgers. You stay. And you go, really? And I go, yeah, no problem. And I go, but you're still coming home in 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you go,
you're chill. And then it's like, but hey, I'm still not so chill.
Oh, and then we meet up both get into the parking garage at the same time tonight. And when you pull up into the parking garage, we park underground and there's this giant door that opens and I sometimes
a garage door.
Yeah, garage door.
A giant door. It makes it sound like it's like a fucking,
like a swing door.
Or like a fucking,
or like a pull, you pull it.
A drawbridge door.
Yeah.
You're like, this door opens.
I mean, it is a big garage door.
And it ripped fucking Brenna's license plate off.
Well, I didn't know. Oh, yeah. I thought it just hit my bumper because you have to get super close to it. And I and the first time I see Andrew in 4 days, I roll down the window and I go, what'd I say?
Oh my God.
I look at him and I go, oh my God. And Andrew's doing this face now. He can't even talk. He's laughing so hard. I drive down and then he has to pass me. He passes my parking space.
I give
space,
you the betting parking space.
Yeah, as he's going down another level. And he comes, he drives down as I'm getting out of my car. He has my fucking license plate in his hand. I didn't even know my license plate fell off.
Honestly, it makes your car look a little better.
It's,
you know,
like my car is already looking so ghetto at this point. I'm just like, whatever.
It's so funny.
Oh, just decreasing the value each day.
Oh God, that car.
I seriously, like, I'm scared in it.
Yeah, it's not safe at all. And I'm looking at possibly getting another Corolla. Maybe I'll give you mine with 2021.
It would be so cute if we had the same car.
Matching cars. But I'd give you the I don't even know.
The blue one?
The Celestinite or whatever.
I want the blue one.
I went to the car guy. I was like, I'm looking at for the light blue Corolla. He's like, We don't have light blue. I go, I've seen one. He's like, hasn't been made for a while. I go, it's brand new. And then he shows, I show him a photo. I type in light blue and it's celestinite, which is like a light blue gray. Like, he's like, oh, gray. I was like, it's light blue. He's like, I see how you could see that. And I was like, what? Like, what is going on here? Anyways, they didn't.
Aren't you the salesman?
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about something in the news. There was some.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you have a story?
No.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
What were you going to say?
Well, I didn't know that you had something else you wanted to talk about, because I was going to say, oh, we have those questions that we can answer, but let's talk about the news thing.
So the news story, were you a fan of One Direction?
No.
Well.
Oh, Harry?
No, not Harry.
No, not Harry. The other
Liam.
Guy.
Liam.
No, I don't know who you're talking about.
Okay, so there's five of them.
Mm-hmm.
There was apparently a lot of drama in the band. Zayn left. Harry, you know, went on. They all ended up going on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Forever, none of them talk shit about it. No one talks about it that's in the band.
Yeah.
Then this fucking guy, Liam, went on Impulsive Podcast and aired a bunch of dirty laundry.
Really?
And just talked so much shit, like, openly. And people fucking hated it. And part of me was like, good for him for not, like, they have this facade that they're perfect.
Or it's been like, so long now,
and
it's
been so long.
So who cares?
Exactly.
Yeah.
People were like, Harry ate a scorpion on James Corden when they asked for any dirt on the band. And it's like,
ew.
But this is the thing, though. I think part of the reason why these bands do so well is they don't.
They appear so united.
So united, and they don't show a lot of themselves. So everyone's like, it's so secretive. Like, we don't know shit about, like, what Rolling Stones does. I don't know. Maybe they're on Instagram now. But there are certain bands now that are on Instagram and TikTok. Or, like, I'll see, like, someone like Jackson Browne, who's, like, from the 70s, who you don't know anything about. And you just see him on TikTok, like, making a taco. And you're like, ugh, you ruined it all for me. Like, there's something about not knowing.
Yeah.
So I get that, like, the One Direction not telling, but, like, they're not together anymore. Whatever. Like, mm-hmm. Air your shit.
They've all got their own thing going now.
Yeah.
So what is all this shit? What did he say?
I don't know. He said something about, like, his single was better than, or did better, and then everyone's like, you could easily prove that wrong.
Yeah.
He talked about, like, certain members of, like, you know, we're just, you know, assholes. Who's going to fight? Like, I don't know. Just, like, a bunch of shit about the band. I guess I could have done a little bit more research and gotten specifics about it. But just things that wouldn't have been brought up.
Yeah.
By the other members. And I don't know. I think there is something to, like, being, like, I think they're so heavily PR'd that you don't know anything about them. That you just know what they'll let you know.
Yeah, that's true.
And then every once in a while you'll see him with, like, a hot girl, like, making out on a yacht. And they're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
But you don't know anything about their relationship. They don't talk. Like, you know more about our relationship from this one podcast than you would know about any of them. Huh. So are we talking too much? Maybe. Should I be more mysterious?
For me, yeah.
What do you mean?
We're talking a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for a while, you were really mysterious for me on Instagram. Like, no,
very
you
mysterious.
Were private.
Yeah.
I wouldn't tag you. You didn't want to be known at all.
Yeah. I think a lot of it was like, well, one, I didn't want it to be like, first of all, I've just never been interested in, like, being known. Like,
yes.
I don't need people to know who I am. And I felt like it was, like, your thing. And mm-hmm. I didn't want it to feel like, I don't know. Like,
no,
I was like trying to take your thing, or mm-hmm. like involve myself in something that really had nothing to do with me. But then you kind of asked me to.
Yeah, I love it.
And so I said, and then yes, you'll write me, and you'll go,
$1,500. And I'm like, yeah. I didn't even know what you're talking about. I was like, $1,500? What, did she take the SATs again? Like, I thought it was sales at your office.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, followers, bitch. And I was like, uh-oh, she's in deep.
No, honestly, I say it in a way that I'm like, it's weird that, like, I am so not interesting on Instagram. I post videos of my cat on my story, and then I post a picture once every 3 months. Like, I'm like, it's so funny.
It's time to step it up.
It's so funny that this many people even follow me. Like, I have nothing interesting on there.
Well, if you follow Brenna at Brenna LaRock or Brenna Alexis?
Brenna Alexis.
At Brenna Alexis. I can't believe no one else has that name. She's going to start putting up pretty much tasteful nudes. But no, she has to get to 2,000 followers. And
I'm
then
way too self-critical.
Will come out.
Yeah, I'm way too self-critical for any of... I think that's part of my problem is that I'm like...
It's not fun. You post it, then you're like, is anyone liking it?
But there's also this aspect where, like, I think, like, maybe overly, like, I'm just like, no one cares. No one cares what I'm doing. And, like, some people post too much on Instagram, and I have to hide them because I'm like... stop it.
Yeah, you mute them.
I just don't want to be that person.
Well, there's somewhere in the middle. There's a healthy balance of maybe like one post a week, you know?
Yeah.
One post every week and a half. And, you know, I mean, look.
And I'm not good at like aesthetics, like Instagram aesthetics. Like what is that?
Babe, you're pretty enough where you could stand next to a fucking pile of dog shit and people be like, oh my God.
Yeah, I guess I don't feel that way, but.
Yeah, well.
We're all our worst critics.
On that note, thanks for listening. It's been a great Puddles. And you got anything to tell them?
I hope everybody has a great week. Maybe we should put this out a day, try to put it out a day early.
No.
Okay. Have a great week and stay safe this weekend.
Babe, it's not the weekend for like 4 days. Puddles.
Everybody now puddles. Everybody get up because you get down and then everyone will come over here.